You are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Ilona Europa, every Monday on LA Talk Radio, Accent On, Channel 1, from 6 to 7 Pacific Time. And like always, we never know who will come to my studio, who will be calling to studio. And that's what is the most fascinating, I think, about my show. Because I'm bringing a lot of people and I'm putting accent on many, many things in life. Today, I'm putting accent on accent. And on a beauty. And I have two very, very cool guests. A really, really cool guest. I have my old friend. Hi, Julia.
Hi, Alona. It's fantastic to be back.
Oh, of course. And everybody hears she has an accent. Do you have an accent?
I certainly do.
I certainly do. Love it. What is your accent from?
It's from 007 land.
UK.
You okay. Got it.
And your name is Julia Gale.
Correct.
Okay. And
all the way from rainy Manchester.
I want you to make some noise. Oh my gosh. And please, everybody will go to Accent On Facebook page and please we'll see what is the sound about. Again, I want the sound. Is the Christmas spirit on Accent on LA Talk Radio. Yes, Julia is a performer. She's an artist. She will be talking a little bit about her life. And she's bringing this gorgeousness, the green and red color and little tiny little metal balls. And she makes this cute jingle sound and do it from time to time because you make me happy because of that. And then I have another magical man. He's my new friend. Maybe a year ago, we had the chance to talk on the phone. And he was my guest on Accent On. Hello, Michael Maron.
Hello, Ilona. How are you?
Did I say, well, your name with good accent? I would love you to tell how we are saying and spelling your name.
Well, anything works for me. It's Maron, and it's pronounced Maron, like Baron.
Yes.
Everything is good except for moron.
Oh, that's a little left or right,
because
you know.
Because of the O in there, it throws people, and sometimes I get that. And
that's funny.
It's like, really, would somebody name their son?
Oh, I love it.
Moron.
You know what? But that's funny. That's funny. Of course, I'm sure from time to time, sometimes somebody made this mistake, but wasn't me.
No,
okay?
You said it beautifully. And
thank you.
Both of you, let me say, because this is not video, these two women are beautiful.
Oh.
Two gorgeous blondes.
You are not bad looking yourself also, you know. First, again, everybody goes to my website and just see the picture of Michael.
Well, thank you.
You are a great looking guy.
Handsome dude, I'm telling you.
And the teeth and the gray hair, I don't know. I love it.
And I didn't even have to shave.
You know what? And that's also
raining.
Sexy. You know, yeah.
That's why I said sexy. I'm going to come in today. If it's radio, I'll do it.
Oh, you are so sweet. You did it because you like me.
And I
like
love you.
Too. And you know what? This was so much fun because sometimes you call to a person who you never talked before and you feel uptightness. You try to make somebody comfortable. But with you, there was like, I know you for 100 years. I know you. I know. Even today, you came to the studio. First time I saw you face to face live. And I'm like, my gosh, I know him.
From TV shows and things like that.
This yeah. is very official. I'm talking about spiritual. I'm talking about deeper feelings. I think I know you. Of course, everybody knows your face. Again, you're gorgeous. You have beautiful smile, beautiful teeth. And you were surrounded always by so, so many people that everybody knows because you made them beautiful. Okay, I need to introduce you very officially. Then we have in our studio beauty and lifestyle expert, makeup artist, photographer, and best-selling author, Michael Maron.
Thank you. I love how you said author.
Oh, you know, that's, I don't know. I think I have a small accent, and I think it will stay with me
forever.
Yes, this is the truth. But one day you told me, but you do not care to work with hairs.
No, I've never worked with hairs in my life.
Why?
I'm just not interested in being a hairstylist.
You are not.
Right? I guess I'm not. You know, if you're not interested, you won't be good.
Oh, so you are right.
I never wanted to do both. It was only painting faces.
Which means, yes.
That was the start of my career.
Wow. Well, I really, really will start from the beginning because I think your life and your career spike. Okay. You are on the high level. Right now, I know you have lots of plans, what you want to do in your life, and you have the quality and comfort to dream and do whatever you want to do, I think, because your life is and was successful. And then we have the holidays, we have a Christmas, we have lots of problems. Not only ladies have problems with skin, with makeup. I would even want to know if you feel like men can use makeup and if this is okay with that.
You know, I'm so not interested in that topic.
Are you sure?
I love makeup on women. I love doing makeup on women. I love sharing information about makeup for women. This is called Accent On. We could talk about Accent On Eyes for the holidays. We could have Julia partake and let us know what she likes in her makeup.
Oh, yeah. We
like
have
that.
A question. But do you think if some guy is coming and he has like sweating nose, does he need to have a powder a little bit like, oh, you say, forget it, be manly. Deal with it.
Well, what is my personal suggestion for that?
Yeah.
What would I
do? Yeah, I was very serious.
I am a big fan for women as well of blotting tissues.
Oh, okay. You see, yes. And I think we talked. Yes. And
right?
Yes. And yes. Mm-hmm. I didn't buy one yet. But I think I need to do it right now when you put this point again on mm-hmm. that. I think I always forget that these things exist and really works very, very well.
Very well. Particularly if you do wear makeup, foundation, powder, that sort of thing. The last thing you want to do is powder over powder over powder. So if you use blotting tissue, especially for those ladies I've worked on who are on camera, they need to have a shiny nose dulled quite often.
Of course.
I'll reach for the blotting tissue prior to the powder.
Oh, that's a good
tip. Mm-hmm. Right,
that's a good tip.
Uh-huh. You don't want to pile it on, right?
Right.
No, oh my gosh. Okay. You mentioned that our guest, Julia, she's a beautiful lady. You know, she's a European lady. We all have this nice skin. And you are an English girl, very light, beautiful blue eyes, and they're real, not contact.
Correct.
I so wanted to know there are contacts, but they're not.
They say windows to the soul.
Oh, and you have a big, beautiful blue eye. Sweetie, you need to tell us very, very compact way. You are in America for how many years?
Nearly 10 now.
Mm-hmm. 10 years. And again, you are here to bring this Christmas spirit for the reason, because you are an entertainer and you take care of children's laughs, smiles, and you care about children and animals. You are one of those cute elves. Even when it's no Christmas time, I think inside of your heart, you are the cute elf, and you try to make good.
Yes, today it's wonderful to visit your studio in this wonderful elf attire.
Yeah, no,
jingling from tip to toe.
I know, and you know, not so many people do. When you called me and say, I would like to bring little, I'm like, you know, you are crazy. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Again, jingle and tell us your website.
HappyEventsAndParties.com.
Oh, okay.
And the other is, drum roll please, boom, boom, boom. Sound effects. We love it today.
Yes.
Is Julia Gale, showbizpersonality.com.
Then what are you doing? That obvious, we have the website who already explained a little bit, but I think you are more than that.
I do so many different aspects of work, from stilt walking and circus and balloon twisting and teaching circus and teaching dramatic arts and all these different wonderful arts to the children, and to go out and do personality work in big crowds, and also to take children and to advance their progression in team building and character development, all in the kind of arts that I'm involved with. So.
That's really, really cool. And again, if somebody wants to go to your Facebook page, you always post beautiful pictures from your event. And, you know, when I see on this, how we call this, tall little wood stilts?
Yes, the very wooden, the wooden stilts.
Wow. And I'm like, oh, that is my friend. And she's up there like 12 feet above and she like walks and enjoys and looks very comfortable. Yeah. And you have a big, big... You study these things in England for many, many years. You really are very well educated when it comes to theatre performance, yes?
Mm-hmm. I went to circus school in England, and then it was really fun to be able to take those skills and to take it into the classroom for children.
Oh.
And they see me on the big stilts, and they're very enthused, and to say, you can do this. You can push yourself, you practice, and believe in yourself.
You can say the impossible can be possible, because when I look at the stilts, I don't know if you like something like that. This is like scary. Circus always scared me in a way, because it seems like nobody can do stuff like that, you know, that the really, really funky stuff. But for
Hey, but Michael, it's amazing for the workout.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she knows I'm into this whole health working out.
And we'll come back to you, because we had so very interesting conversation, like every woman. I want to lose weight, like every woman. And this is a part of our discussion before the show. And I know you are successful to losing a few pounds because you know how to. And I think you can give us a little bit later, a little pointers to that, because that's a really, really, really cool way what you did.
Because
really
I'm personally doing that right now? Is
because
that what you mean?
Yes, you know, sure. You know, and everybody says, okay, so many different fads, but you are personalized your stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And you
I'm not following a specific diet.
That's what I love you. Enough. This is like you're creating a beauty in somebody's face, and nobody tells you how. You see what you want to somebody look like. You know how you want to look like, and you find the coolest way, the bestest way for you to just do what is right for you and works. That's what was amazing, that works. And I will be following these tips that you gave it to me, and we'll give people a little bit of them, because we are like that. We are sharing good news. You can lose weight, and you tell us, Michael, how. But coming back to who you really are, who is Michael? I did this beautiful line, beauty and lifestyle expert, makeup artist, photographer, and best-selling author. I know best-selling author, this always comes back after a few years of work. You know you have a lot of things to say to people, and you want people to know what you know about beauty and lifestyle. And that's probably what is your book about, yes?
Which book?
How many books you wrote?
Well, I've written 3 books, and I'm dabbling on a new one. I can't give it away yet, but it's really going to deal more with inner beauty, and that's why I'm glad you're here, Julia, because what is most important to me is that young girls are not affected by the media and advertising in a negative way, and it's completely gone out of hand.
Yes,
and that's
agree.
A great topic, right?
Beautiful
because
topic.
It's
this
only
is like almost
getting...
topic for another accent on, if you would like to talk only about that. We can come back, because I think
as
that's
my
a...
book progresses, yes.
Okay, then we cannot probably sell too much stuff, because there will be in a book. But if you would like to, before or after book, I would love to talk. I'm mother, you know, we all...
But beauty has to start always
yes.
with self-confidence.
How
and
early?
Not living up to unrealistic standards of beauty where you have to be... look a certain way, and everybody's airbrushed anyway in the magazines, and it's really distorting how young girls in particular, women in general, but how young girls are being brainwashed into believing they don't fit in. It's just horrible, and consequently there's all kinds of anorexia and what have you, as a result of these
see, the toughest things, what I'm really seeing, that the girls don't accept how they look. They always think, oh, you know, one day I will change my nose. Oh, I will do my, sorry, we can say boobs here, because that's a later radio, and it's not censored. You know, then they always think ahead in age of 11, oh, I'm too fat, okay, I can do diet. Oh, I am do. It's just never ending story. Starts too early to worry about the look and am I right for the masses? am I standing out enough? Like, you don't accept yourself. Children do not accept themselves. The bullying I have, you know, because I'm a coach and I'm teaching singing a lot of beautiful girls, and they are so gorgeous, so talented. And even 2 days ago, I was talking to an amazing, amazing girl who said she's bullied in school and she's beautiful, you know, for certain things that she doesn't fit, you know, the mold, which I think is a gorgeousness, is what separates her from mold. But she thinks, no, she doesn't fit in.
That is a big problem, is when you're young, if you feel different, you're probably different for a really good reason that when you become an adult, you're going to be grateful for. But if you don't fit in, you just bear that burden of being an outcast. And I was one of them too. I never felt like the average little boy.
But that's good.
It's
or
really
bad.
To this right now.
Yes.
If I can appear different, act different, just feel different to me inside, I feel grateful.
Huh.
Right?
I had the same thing
Did you?
I was young. It used to bother me, Ilona. I would move around in my home city of Manchester, and I knew that it was going to be a different kind of life to everybody else. And it would bug me because I didn't know how or in what form. And then as the years passed by, okay, now I get it. Do I fight this? Or do I go with the flow and just let God place me where I'm supposed to be?
Yeah. Yeah, the agreement also, and trust, whatever, in yourself, on your God, on your parents, whoever guides you, that things will be okay and you will find yourself eventually and give yourself a little bit time. Don't be discouraged right now. That's another thing that I think school doesn't teach and parents don't say. It's like everybody wants to have success or some form of, oh, you the best, you got your heart, you got your sticker, you are good, you are beautiful. Or even when you are not, I think people don't know what is real critic or what is real prize for something that you really did, except pat on the head for even sometimes nothing. And, you know, I didn't do nothing special. Why they gave me this award? Children know when they really get something for something, that, you know, appraisal or just really nice, great. But if everybody's like, oh, you're doing great, honey, you're doing great. But then, you know, a lot of people who are great, they are angry. No, I was better. Why is the same? I think it's not fair. And the same when it comes to beauty. First client, the youngest client that you remember, Michael, how old was this girl? Oh, teenager.
Wow, first professional client.
Yes.
I think it was the little girl on All in the Family. We're going way back. An actress named Danielle Brisbois.
Okay.
I think at the time she was 12. Does that sound right?
Did you have a chance to see her through the years and working on her face later?
It was the first time... You do have to put makeup, because, you know, I did photography and makeup at the same time. So for the photo session, I put makeup on her, not to make her look older or sexier or anything that she really wasn't, but it was the first glimpse of herself that I think she got where she looked in the mirror and thought, oh, that's me? You know, not so bad.
You saw that? You saw the girl eyes?
She grew up to be a pretty successful recording artist and very sexy, I might add.
Wow.
And I remember that day, I think I could have been the first one who introduced her to how makeup can enhance her face.
And that's, you know, also so beautiful, because I think the makeup, we can see ourselves in the bestest way, in a dream way, like, you know, because we can be so beautiful because you can show us how, you know, or we can learn a little bit how to make our face just stand out, eyes, you know, brighten up, or lips. And sometimes when you have thin lips, don't put maybe dark lipstick, but tell us about that. But, you know, girls don't know that. They experiment, and sometimes they look really bad, you know, then say, oh, I look ugly. I will never look good. No, you just did something wrong, and nobody teaches girls how to. And I always say, you need to be on a TV back, because we know you from TV for many, many years, but what is classy will always stay. What is trendy will come and go. But we need to have the first level of knowledge in life about everything. And I think makeup goes through whole life with the woman. From age of 11 or 12, the girls already are using. Somebody needs to tell us and take a little girl hand and say, do not do this, do not do this. Wait, little here, little there. And that's what I want to ask you. I'm waking up in the morning. I think I'm pretty okay looking girl in the morning, not so. But I a little bit, and I do not use nothing practically, very, very little. But and then I'm not so good with my own makeup. When I go sing or something, I have professional like you making me gorgeous. When I do my own makeup, I think I look okay, pretty, but I know I don't do everything right. You know, what you will be recommending, lady, who is a little confused, knows that she's okay, wake up in the morning, she knows she needs to go take girl to school, child to school. What you will let her to do with her face? How at morning, between 8 in the morning and 8:30, when she needs to leave, take care of the child, then she needs to go to her own work, which probably she needs to look more professional. Then maybe at evening she has some nice little party or just little bit friends meeting, and then she needs to look even a little prettier. You know, and then we have holidays. There are steps. Can you tell us where to and how to start, you know, when you have beautiful or nice-looking lady with just plain face, clean face? What do we need to do then?
Well, that's quite a general question because, of course, every face is different and everybody's vocation is different. So it depends on what their job is and what have you. But I would say maybe your question should be simplified into something such as what would I recommend to – what's the least a woman should do to look her best? What's the least?
I like that. Right? That's what is the morning, the and least, but still something, yes? Because you think we're supposed to just a little do something in the morning to just like every woman. You know,
whether
what is
the
little?
Not going to work or just taking her
for
kids
herself.
To school, or just wants to look okay throughout the day without fussing, because I am not a big proponent of overdoing and over-fussing. It's like, who has time for that? You know, you're not going to a photo session or going on television or doing a movie. So I say just last thing you should do is splash your face with cold water. Moisturize, because moisturizer helps plump the skin a little bit and reduce the look of fine lines.
Then when you wake up, you're supposed to not wash your face.
Wash your face and then use cold water at the end.
Cold water. Okay.
Yeah, and then your favorite moisturizer and then a good concealer and just spot cover real quick, whether it's under the eyes, whatever your face requires. It could be dark circles under the eyes. It could be blemishes. It could be uneven skin tone. It could be pigmentation, whatever. Just real quick, do it with your fingertips. You don't have to wear a whole foundation.
Do you have some favorites? I know, you know, in a way we could pitch in the future some good product because I know you had some line of product too.
You know, I do a lot of product consulting now that I am not selling my own product line right now, and there may be some surprises in the near future. I'm not going to say. But so I'm free to answer any question you might have. I think Laura Mercier makes a great concealer. I think it's called Secret Camouflage, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow. Okay, everybody, repeat Secret Camouflage.
I'm not sure. Maybe can someone call and tell me if that's the right name? Because to me, it's a la fac. But the Laura Mercier duo concealer, really, really good. Just use your fingers. You don't even have to use a brush.
Lovely.
Yeah. And then find your favorite mascara, put some on. And then lipstick or lip gloss and a little color in your cheeks. You could do that even with your lipstick if you're that much in a rush.
That's what I do.
You don't have to get really special, infinite amounts of products for every portion of your face if you don't want to.
And I liked it a lot. You know, I don't want to say a lot of my friends, when you go to the bathroom, it's like, whoa, so much.
That's okay, too.
I'm jealous because it seems like they know what to do with it. When I have this amazing choice of cosmetics, I'll go crazy. To me, I'm minimalistic. I have like four or five things that I have, you know. But obvious, sometimes I feel like I'm missing on something because then I'm going to my friend's house and like, again, wow, so many, so gorgeous and things, you know, powder this, powder that. And, you know, just they have everything.
Well, it's endless. It's endless. But I'll give you another tip.
Yes.
For people who like things easy, do you like inexpensive cosmetics or expensive cosmetics, Julia?
Good question. I think probably for my eyes, I would go for mascara that was a little more expensive.
Really? Okay.
Because I use that quite a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly when I'm performing, so I want people to look into my eyes for the children. I don't need eye contact with them. So I can keep their attention.
For me, as a makeup artist, Maybelline's Great Lash Mascara, the pink and the green, really inexpensive, is one of the best mascaras even that the pros use.
Wonderful.
But the tip I want to give you is a product line called ELF, E-L-F. It's available at Target and online. You cannot believe the price point of these cosmetics and how well they work.
Hmm.
One product that comes to mind that they sell, of course, I can't remember the name as well.
Okay. We have a name.
If you want that little pearly shimmer to your cheeks or cheekbones or highlight under the brow bone, they have a product that comes in a little tiny tube. It's called something shimmer, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It comes in a rose pink or a natural, like a flesh color. I like the natural. And you can give yourself that J-Lo shine in the
yes,
cheeks.
Yes, that really picks you up, you know, when you have this little like shine on a
dewy.
Cheek.
It's a yeah. dewy look.
See, I was going to ask Michael about glitter.
Yeah,
holiday glitter. What would you
it
do
has a little.
Glitter?
This shimmer has a little pearl in it, so mm-hmm. That's my point. I told dancer Kim Johnson about this e.l.f. product. She went out that day to Target to go get it, and she said she loved
she
it.
She loved it.
She put that shine
really
in her
e.l.f.?
Cheek. Elf.
Hey, Elf. We have Elf. Can you give us some noise? Christmas noise?
I should get my kickback in the mail probably on Tuesday.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. No, I would love to. I will remember this forever because my Elf is here and our Elf is here. And seems like he's not too expensive.
I don't think we made it really evident to the listeners that Julia is literally dressed in green
yes.
in a complete Elf outfit.
Complete. With beautiful.
Little
in this studio right now.
You know, and you have hat
very
and you
festive.
Have shoes special. You know, you are a performer. You came with a wonderful, wonderful costume. And I'm so happy you are bringing this sound to our studio. And your look, you are beautiful. Okay, then now we came from the school. We have this little tiny mascara. We have a little bit of lip gloss and lipstick.
A little color on the cheeks.
Color. Yeah. I like tiny bronzing. Instead of pink, I don't know, I'm in California and I'm white.
That's
you know,
good too.
I'm just, but I like little like funny because my face loves little orangey color. And you know what? I had so much toughness with that. I couldn't find the shade of the a right brown or whatever you call it, that I will look good and fresh. You know, it's really tough, you know. And then by pure accident again, very, very cheap color. I found somewhere bronzing because eventually I said, I'm not spending $20 on four of them and not liking any. Then I start buying the cheap one and then I found the shade. And then now from this moment on, I know that really orange is like works well for
so
me.
So more of a warm tone bronzer works for you and
yeah.
probably for you maybe more of a pink tone bronzer or...
To be perfectly honest, I don't really wear foundation.
No, we're talking about bronzers only. Oh.
Like little on the cheek, do you put some...
Yeah. Yes, the blusher. Would that be a different...
It's a little different. A bronzer, you kind of dust all over your face.
Yes.
Sometimes they have a little bit of shimmer. Sometimes they're matte.
Mm-hmm. I love that too.
I've developed many bronzers in my day. In fact, my bronzer on QVC was one of the all-time best-selling bronzers.
That's when I fell in love with you.
In the country. It was called Multipurpose Powder, and then we offered it in three different tones. You're talking about tones.
I remember you from that.
Tone is important.
Yes,
not
very.
Everybody has the same skin tone. So a warm-toned bronzer or blush on you might not look good on you if you
it's
have
so
a blue
weird.
Tone complexion.
My daughter is 19 and she knows this thing so well. And, you know, I'm so amazed. These girls, again, you know, they try, they buy. But, yeah, she's amazing. She says, Mommy, look at that. You look like a little dirty. Your cheeks are not, you know, wrong color for you. I'm like, what do you say? And then go out from bathroom light. Mama, then, you know, you look completely different. I'm like, what are you saying? You know, I look beautiful. Then I go to the daylight. I'm like, whoa, I'm like so dark on my cheeks. Really, you know, not that I'm so messy, but really funny because I'm with makeup for so many years. I'm a singer, a songwriter on TV many, many years. Also, and this is different when you do yourself. You really, really need to know what you are doing. The minimalistic way. Okay? Okay. Then we have something maybe more important for ladies when they really want to look gorgeous, different. They just want to look at the mirror, say, I look not like every day. This is the time, for whatever reason, I look beautiful.
Because it makes women feel confident too.
Yeah.
As they step out.
And you don't need to do like that every day. You don't need to feel this way. But some days you want to look special. What the special would be that we can add to our face, maybe change little contour, maybe little change nose shape. I don't know. Eye maybe wider open. And then we are going at night to some party maybe with beautiful dress and we want to look prettier. what else we can do to our face to enhance our look?
Well, Lona, the key word you just used was at night, because there's another misconception about doing contouring on the face. It's kind of weird for daytime, and it may have worked a little bit in the 80s when women overdid it and it was the trend. But contouring you have to be really careful with, and basically it should be reserved for low light conditions, and it can work wonders though at night when the light levels are different. And what a contour is basically a darker bronzer or a darker foundation that you just apply with a foundation brush or your fingertips, and you put it on your face on any area you want to diminish or push backwards, such as the hollow of your cheeks.
Okay.
Or under your chin, and if you have a double chin or a puffy area, or your jawline, if you want to accent it more, as we are on Accent On. We want to accent the jawline at night, maybe, to give you more of a chiseled look.
Okay.
So contour has to be used very sparingly and blended beautifully, or else it's going to look like dirt on your face.
Okay. That's what Indian my daughter said once. Mama, you look dirty.
Or just plain dated.
Wow, okay. It makes you older, of course. Oh, right away, older.
It can if it looks dirty and dark and too much.
Yes, and too much. Mm-hmm. And then next things, my eyes are, sorry people, I'm really pretty, but getting a little droopy. That's the right word for that?
Droopy,
like I don't
yes.
feel, sometimes, you know, you have these gorgeous open eyes, and my eyes are sleepy sometimes. I feel like, only when I'm happy, I have beautiful eyes. But when I'm like, my eyes are tired. What can we do?
Well, since this is not a visual medium, radio, the only example I could give you is to use a celebrity that you might be aware of. Look at Oprah.
Yes.
You know, I've done her makeup. I've been on her show 4 times. I love her. I love her face. I love her smile. Yes. I love her spirit. Who doesn't?
Who doesn't?
But she has what you might call hooded eyes or puffy eyes. In other words, you don't see much lid. But with makeups, notice on TV how she has her eyelid completely shadowed out with smoky colors, like a dark brown over the entire lid, over the entire area that's puffy. So what that does is it gives the illusion of recessing the eye more, and you don't notice that you might have puffier hooded eyes or even bags above your eyes. You don't notice that.
Okay, then that's really is for me very important, because sometimes I was thinking, at night seems like when you put a lot of, you know, a color, darker color, it looks great. But in daytime, I just need to find some nice gray,
daytime, it's
gray
a little
color.
Trick. You just got to simplify in the daytime.
Yes.
And you can't really resort to those kind of tricks too much.
Okay, but still you say to put on the top of the lid, not a fine, like a little
right,
up.
Go a little
just,
higher
like
where that brow bone is pushing forward because the eyes are so deep set due to the hoodedness.
Yep. What about the gorgeous 60s, 50s, a little bit wingishly, gorgeously lines above the eyelids?
I've done that quite often because it happens to be one of my favorite looks, and it never
so
goes
beautiful.
Out of fashion because it actually is understated. In other words, what you're talking about is more or less that Marilyn Monroe kind of makeup where you only line the upper lid, basically, and you can even use a liquid liner, which is very clean. Now,
do you
of course,
prefer?
They make it easier.
You have preference?
I love a liquid liner if you have a steady hand, yes. But now they make it easier because they come in these pens, these felt tip.
Like markers almost looking.
Yeah, and it makes it very easy. And then you can wing it out a little bit at the end.
It's a very sexy look.
And then don't even do a bottom eyelining. Keep it clean and keep the makeup really light. No smoky eye makeup here for this look that you're talking about.
The daylight is really up.
And then accent your lips. Boom.
Okay.
Dark red or whatever you can wear comfortably. Not every woman can wear red lipstick.
It's so true. Mm-hmm. Oh, so true. I love red, but I still believe that in my age, I'm not so old, not so young, you know, red is a tough color to wear sometimes, you know. And then I prefer a little pinkish, the happy one, or just nothing.
Even when you're wearing the warm tone bronzer, you wear very pink tone lipstick?
No. Then I have orange, little tiny, like orange shade of
There you go. More of a coral.
Coral. That's the beautiful coral.
That makes sense.
Okay.
You're doing it right.
Oh, thank you so much. Oh, thank you. I think we need to take a little bit break, and we have something that has very good title, Eternal Kiss, because when we have a good lipstick, I'm sure the kiss is much prettier. And, you know, this is my song. New song that I will be soon also putting to promo into dance radio. Easy Come, Easy Go did very well. And I'm hopefully the Eternal Kiss, which is done by UK producer from England also. And people will like it, hopefully. And I will be dancing. Okay, let's do it.
Very good.
You like it?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you, Club Jumpers, Club Junkies for this beautiful mix. And this is a premiere, second time I play this song. Hopefully, people will like it. I really hope. Eternal Kiss and Forever Young. That's what I wanted to play because it's important to feel like you can be forever young. And I know you're a lifestyle guru. You write a book. You want to write about self-esteem and self-discovery, exactly, and, you know, the inner beauty that all the people that you touch their faces, hopefully they have it. Eternal youth. Is this something that you think is possible? We are not talking about body only, of course, you know, with plastic surgery, you think you can look younger. But what does this mean to be, you know, eternal young, forever young?
What do you mean? What does it mean?
Yeah, to you.
It means you're wanting to attain something that's not too important.
Oh, wow.
Sorry, wow. But coming from a beauty expert, you didn't expect that answer.
I love it. Okay,
too much,
more.
Too much stress is put on our appearances. What's more important is that you're childlike throughout your entire life and you have a zest for life and that you love people.
Yes.
Which has to start with loving yourself. And we all age. And if you don't look as youthful as you used to, embrace that and love the fact you're still here.
You know what? The things what you said about loving people, liking people, loving is different word than liking people, liking, and then first liking yourself. To me, that's my motto. I know Julia, you are the same person. You are crazy about people. You are entertaining people. You're a lovely, sweet person who always asks, how can I help? What can I do, Ilona? Do you need me? Even when I disappear for 6-7 months, who is writing to me? Not like, you know, just, hey, you need something. I am similar, not like you, because you are an elf. You are elf and you are great, great, great. You have this smile, Mike, that I know you are very, very happy. You are calm and, I think, happy man inside.
Well, as I age, I feel more content. I don't know about you two, but I feel fortunate to have more wisdom.
Yeah.
And to have experienced life and more gratitude.
You think career, the good career, changed you for better? Or just not really career? You think that your journey just made you who you are inside, a peaceful night?
I think one's journey, in my case, certainly, I'm appreciative of my journey. But it's more of the people in my life who have been in my life. Some are gone now, who have molded me and shaped me and taught me things about who I am and maybe how to be.
Mm. You know, when you, again, because when you have these gorgeous people, not gorgeous, you make them just prettier, nicer looking, and you change how we perceive them, because in daytime, any actor is one of us, you know, some of them may be prettier than us, but you made them so specially beautiful that when we look at them on TV, we think, oh, we'll never be like that. This is like so, so amazing. But you know, the people behind these gorgeous faces, and you help them to look this way. Do you see the beauty all the time?
All the time. Whenever I look at anybody, and this is how I always behaved when my client sat in my makeup chair, whether it was just for makeup or an occasion or a photo session, if it's somebody new, I look at their face, and they're, of course, sitting there without a stitch of makeup on. And the first words I say after I have already made my conclusions of, what do I love about her face? It's not poor thing or what's wrong with her. Mm. I'm not looking for faults.
I'm looking for
what's standing out. What's
I love that.
I've worked with many burn survivors too, so it applies there as well. And there's always something that's special. It could be a glint in the eye. Something about their eyes are special. Or just how they move their lips or something. Or they have pretty skin. Maybe you want to only think about playing up their complexion. There's so many factors in what goes into what's attractive, at least on an individual basis, as it is to me, on a person's face. Mm. So I always look at their face and I say to myself, what do I love about their face? And then I might say, and what might I want to minimize? That's kind of secondary, though.
Yes.
And I always ask the client this question. What do you love about your face and what don't you like? I want to hear it from them. Because after all, you're working with their face. They own it. And it's more important to me what they think, not what I think. Hmm. But I do try to come from positives when I look at anybody.
Yes.
I mean, did you ever really stare at a very elderly woman's face?
A beautiful
with
Muslim.
Lots of lines. And can't you, if they have a good spirit, can't you find the beauty?
It shines from their faces.
It shines.
It
if they're good with themselves.
And they smile. Oh, my gosh. You know, the older person laugh or smile is just, I love older people.
Me too.
You know, and the same.
As you love children, you see the innocence in their face. I see children in elderly people. You never lose that childlike quality if you want to keep it.
Oh, how we can find you, Michael? How we can find you? Because I know you right now, you are not working. You are for hire if somebody wants you.
I don't have my product line like I used to. I think that's what you're saying, which is a great thing. It's a great thing.
But I know you are working on one, but that's not what I meant. I meant I want you for whatever reason because I feel like you are the guy that I want.
I do a lot of consulting and I write articles.
How we can find you?
MichaelMaronBeauty.com and it's spelled MARON. Or even Facebook, because I always like to talk to you on Facebook.
Of course.
I'm very accessible.
Yes, and you know, again,
just
everybody
don't stalk
can
me.
Everybody can go to Accent On and, of course, check the links. And this radio show will be available for downloads. And everybody can listen many, many times if they don't want to download. Just listen live on LA Talk Radio on Accent On page. Or, of course, on iTunes podcast anytime. LA Talk Radio Accent On and the same Stitchers, the same. We can find it. You know, this interview forever, hopefully, will be loved and listened to. And just people will probably want more of you. And I hope you will come and come again. Not like 8 months ago, that maybe every 3 months we'll be having you here. Would you like to do that?
You know, I love people, but I am really kind of reclusive. I don't like to socialize as much as people think I do.
Okay.
But the first time I met you on the phone, I just thought you were so special. You have a spirit about you. And that's why in the traffic today,
I'm
going to come see you. Forget the telephone. I'm just going to come give you a hug.
No, you told me that you really don't like to drive. You don't want to do the first conversation.
No, it's not I don't like to drive. It's just that we could accomplish this on the phone, but I wanted to meet you.
It's worth meeting, right?
You probably think, this lady needs some makeup. This lady needs some blood. It doesn't matter. Matter is that I thought you are who I thought you are.
Thank you.
And like, I know you, and I can learn, everybody can learn from you because, again, I want class. I want a class for my daughter. I want her to look for answers for herself, but first and foremost, a lady need to be classy. And then whatever they want to do with that, you know, whatever trend they want to add. And that's why I need you so much. I need, if we will make another show with you, if you will be okay with that on a phone, could be, because I understand you are a very busy gentleman, but obviously I want you here in this chair. But if we can really take care of the young girls, I know they go on YouTube and they just learn from the older people, crazy people, funky people, how to paint their faces. I call this paint. The face is not really...
It's great, though, isn't it?
You know, they play, but I know the rules for class exist. And I would like to know if you ever had a lady that you and she decided to do makeover and she said to you, do whatever you think, change me. I want to be not who I am. Did you have somebody like
absolutely.
That?
And that's the beauty of makeup.
I love that.
Even though I mentioned to you, I don't like to really deal with men's issues because women basically wear makeup every day.
Yeah.
They have the means to express themselves better because you can look how you feel that day. It's your choice with the use of cosmetics and hairstyling and clothing, of course. So if somebody really wants a complete change, of course I've done a gazillion makeovers. In fact, I started the makeover trend. Since my first book came out with all the stars, the first one to show stars with and without makeup on.
That's what I'm going for.
So I love
is
when
this book
people
still
are open
available?
Enough. maybe on Amazon.com. That first book, it's so old now, but it still does well on Amazon.com.
Can you print a few pages and just show people on the Facebook? You know, can you do that, or they don't allow you? Because I think if there are not, certain things, just need to be reminded. Again, this is the class. This
is you're sweet, but I don't really like to go backwards. I feel I am young at heart.
Yeah.
And I always like to move forward. I always like to learn from the youth. There's so much you could learn from the newer generations, and there's no need to show old before and afters of
then you think
stars.
I'm thinking all the like 60s they come back right now, you know, the style of retro. That's what
everything does come back.
It does
cyclical.
Come back, yeah. And I think that's what I think also class, the certain rules will just stay.
But you
forever.
Know, I do show some of my old movie star clients on Facebook.
Yes, and I sell.
But not the befores and afters. I don't usually do that.
Okay, thank you for not doing that. You know, oh gosh, she was so ugly. Now she looks good. Oh my gosh.
I still don't think they were ugly. They just didn't have makeup on.
I love you. Anyway, this is end of our show for today. And like always, 50 minutes goes like crazy. But I have my Ronan, our engineer, just showing me, wrap it up, Ilona, wrap it up. Because we have another show coming. And CBS News right after us. And again, Julia Gale. And your website?
HappyEventsAndParties.com and Julia Gale ShowbizPersonality.com.
And she is how she sounds. She's just the most lovely, happy, sweet, helpful, gorgeous, funny, beautiful lady. Then please, if you want entertainment, just find her or find her on my Accent On page. And the man that is very classy, very gorgeous, and is very youthful. And still feels like a child, like he said in his heart. And we can find you again, if you want to, on the Facebook, Michael Maron.
MARON. Or MichaelMaronBeauty.com.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much. And hopefully see you in 3 months. And Julia, like always, you can call us because I want to hear your voice. You are so cheerful. You know. Hey, sound.
Sound effect.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays. Happy Christmas for everybody. Love you, people. Bye-bye for today. If I can only find our music. And now, bye-bye for everybody.
You are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.